Hey everyone, welcome to the Curious Girl Diaries podcast. I'm Layla London, aka The Curious Girl. Now, just to let you know, this podcast is not suitable for work. It's also not suitable for anybody under 18. But the rest of you consenting adults, let's get ready to talk about my sex life, sex in general, and everything in between in explicit, raunchy, fun detail. All right, here we go. But you guys can always count on me to say the crazy shit. Because once I know that, I mean, I'm the antagonist. Trust me, once I know you're like, if you're stuck, I'm going to show you no mercy. I'm going to be like, okay, I want to tease the fucking living shit out of you. All right, so today I want to talk about being fucked sideways. Have you ever been fucked sideways? I mean, that's this figure of speech, but I've literally been fucked sideways, and oh my God. I mean, now I know what that's all about, what the fuck that means. It means your pussy's been pounded. I mean, your girl parts are just sore the next day. Seriously, this is like bladder infection time. I'm sorry. I know I shouldn't say that, but you guys can always count on me to say the crazy shit. But this is the kind of sex where you're like, I better take my cranberry pills. I better drink a lot of fucking water because I just got fingers and all kinds of things in me. And I don't know what kind of what's up in there right now, but oh my God. I tell you what, the things I sometimes, I know I laugh at myself, but it's really because I cringe at the shit that I say. So just so you know, I mean, I'm right there with you guys. All right. So, but I put it out there because, well, that's who I am. That's what you come to rely on from, you know, the Curious Girl. So yes, back to being fucked sideways. Oh my God. First of all, I'm trying to think how long this went on. Hours. And I don't know that I've ever been made to squirt so much in my entire life. And quite frankly, I didn't even realize there was that much fluid in me. I mean, I hydrate. I drink a lot of water. It's my little personal, don't get me talking about water drinking, because it's my little personal mission in life to make sure that everybody's hydrated. You can imagine, that being said, you know, how much water I have on board. But I'm telling you, I gave it and then some. I mean, oh my God, I don't know. Where wasn't there a wet spot? That's really the bigger question. Like, I couldn't believe how many times I was squirting, how much was coming out. And I almost want to say stop, you know, I think I kind of did, like, well, stop doing that. But, you know, this guy likes to just, you know, kind of force it on me. So he's not listening. And we just fucked and fucked and fucked. I mean, the next day, I'm walking funny. Like, literally walking funny. Like I'd been, you know, with some, at some extreme session with my trainer. I mean, and I'm thinking, like, everybody can see I'm walking funny. I'm walking, like heavy in the legs. Like a horse with a weird kind of a gait. I mean, just like, ka-clump, ka-clump, ka-clump. Because everything's sort of, like, sore and disjointed. It's just not jibing. It's not working well together. I don't know. Honestly, I think the hardest fucking I've ever had. And it wasn't like it was, oh, and it was pleasurable. Don't get me wrong. I mean, it wasn't like just bam, bam, bam all the time, but there were moments of that for sure. And there was just a lot going on, and it was pretty fucking hot and really damn good. And I can't tell you. I mean, I cannot tell you how many times it came. I've lost track because my mind just went to another place. I mean, when you're getting in that mode, it's like, I don't know. I do not know. But like I said, every hole got a workout. I'm sorry. I know. Every fucking hole got a workout. My pussy was sore the next day. My ass was sore. I mean, it was everywhere. All over. Everything was used up. Oh my God, but it was so good. And I'll tell you what, this time, oh my God, the anal, holy fuck. How about that? normally it burns, and I'm not so much of an anal fan. I'm not really much of an ass play fan on me, you know? I mean, to be honest, but I don't know. Something about this time, I was just like, I don't know if it was because I was tired and more relaxed. I wasn't as tense. I do not know. But God damn it, it was good. Yes. Every fucking thing about this encounter was good. Very, very good. And I'm just, you know, sore the next day. You know, like your body feels beat up. I'm trying to remember, was I supposed to see him the next day after that? I think. Or did I? Did I see him the next day after that? No. Yes. I don't know. I can't remember. Anyway. This might have been the day two. It was 2 days in a row. And it was just, I mean, both days were just off the record. So I'm not going to blog about it. But this might have been day two. This might have been what got me, like, some serious, just hardcore sex 2 days in a row. And finally, I was just, like, kaput. And then I think I was, I know this. I was supposed to see, after the hardcore just wear out, you know, wore me out, I was supposed to see him. And I mean, I was just like, no, no, I'm in protective mode right now. My vagina needs a break. My asshole needs a break. My whole body needs a break. I've been bitten. I've been tugged at, pulled around, fucked, silly. So I did have to sort of take a little break there. And, but man, when I was out walking around, just doing my normal day, you know, and I'm like, oh my God, can people tell? Can they see by the way I'm walking? I am seriously, I was walking funny. Just, my gait was off. I mean, it was clippity cloppity. It was not smooth and not graceful. It was like a, I don't know, like a bow-legged horse with dingle bells around their hooves. I mean, it was just, if you can imagine that, what that would be like and what that's all about. It's just pure clumsiness. I forgot to turn my phone off. Sorry. I try to do this. I'm trying to get better and turn that shit down and everything off. And, you know, I've got computers all around me, screens all around me, and my phone. And so everything dings, dings, dings. Pardon me. I apologize. This year, too, I am trying to be better about that. By the way, moving on to that, I do have some kind of exciting, fun announcements. So I found an audio sound engineer guy. He did give me an intro that I'll be adding to my podcast, which I'm super excited about. And we're going to go back and redo everything. We're also, I know I've been saying I'm migrating shit to iTunes for the long time, but I finally am. What it was I had to find somebody, an audio guy to really kind of help me kind of clean some things up. One of the podcasts that I did, you know, if you guys remember with Cowboy Ann, that was just shitty quality. He cleaned that up. That was great. And that's so, that sounds better. And, yeah, and I'm just, I'm, although you may not notice, I'm migrating websites, which gives me more storage and just, it's an easier kind of one-stop shop for the podcast itself and the blog. You know, because I don't know if you guys realize this, and I'm not a techie person, but in order to be on iTunes, you have to have an account with them, and then you have to have a separate, I think it's called Feedburner, and then you have to have a place that stores the audio files, and then a separate site that, actually where you input like the information about the podcast or the, it's extremely complicated, and I don't know how to do all this stuff. I have my guys in India helping me. I now have this sound audio guy who's here in the States, and he's really good, and I like him. So I'm kind of right now merging and, you know, a lot of things and revamping some stuff so that year two, you know, moving forward, it's all streamlined and it's also just kind of set up really cool. So if you're wondering why I've been so quiet and there's been nothing, you know, I haven't put up anything in a couple months, I'm sorry. It's not that I'm not out there having a good time. I am, but I'm also kind of consumed by, you know, getting this done and just getting it off my plate. So that has taken a lot of time and some, you know, putting out the content has taken a backseat, which I know that's really not, that's not a good thing for podcasting and blogging. You know, people want, they want the content. But if you'll just be patient with me, I think it's going to be worth the wait. Plus, I'm just, you know, I'm just kind of over here on the sidelines, just doing this little, you know, some little fucks here and there. I'm not sure if that's the politically correct way to put it. Don't size that up to mean anything. It just means I'm in business mode right now. But here's the other thing. I'll tell you what, I'm noticing on my just the way my mindset has shifted. And as I'm going back and I'm listening to all the stuff I've done in a year and I'm, you know, having to read and narrate the actual blogs so that I can get those on iTunes, because as I mentioned before, you know, iTunes is audio only. So they're not hosting your site. So it just, you know, all these things that I'm kind of doing while I'm transitioning this, and I want to push the content out to more platforms. I don't know. I just lost my train of thought. Damn it. Where was I going with that? Hell's bells. Okay. Oh, I know where I was going with that. And I, quite frankly, I don't know. I was taking a roundabout road, as I sometimes do. Okay. What I was really getting at was that I'm doing all this, and as I'm still like doing my stuff, you know, kind of posting on Tumblr and all that. What I'm definitely noticing is I am way more interested in the connection stuff, the deeper stuff. I'm getting out of my little scary, you know, this first year I was a bit of an emotional, like, chicken shit, and that's okay. But definitely now I can tell, like, I'm ready. Year two, it's still going to be, you know, it's still going to be the spicy, getting down to brass tacks kind of stuff. But I'm going to let loose and take my guard down and be more intimate. I'm really more interested in going deeper, you know, with these encounters and not having them be so surface level. Now, listen, will I still have some surface level stuff and surface level encounters with people? Yes. And I may like somebody that I'm just kind of surface level with because, you know, they're just fun. And that's okay. It's not going to be with everybody. Everybody's not going to fall into that. I already know for sure some people that will not fall into that category, cannot fall into that category, no way, no how. But, you know, they're still fun. So, you know, having fun is good. And I appreciate them and I like them and I'm, you know, still want to spend time with them. But honestly, my primary focus is, you know, really, I think my blogging is going to be better. I think my podcasting is going to be better. When I really, really get deep, get into some deep, deep shit. And if I can do that, I think year two is going to be really, really interesting. So I'm excited. And, you know, I look forward to sort of constantly pushing my boundaries, but this is a big push for me. I mean, I think, you know, everybody saw where, you know, I mean, I had my moments there where I had these hard times, you know, with even just on a surface level, quite frankly, you know, some of these people are just scratching the surface and I'm like having a, I'm having a hard time. I'm putting my big girl panties on this year, guys. And, you know, I'm going for it. So, yeah, that's what I'm going to do. That's what I want to do. I mean, I'm really, really, you know, craving that. You know what I'm really missing right now? He's out of the country, is Clark. We were just texting the other day, yesterday, and there's something about him. I just love that guy. I mean, he's so, I don't know. He's just, that kind of rings my bell. He rings my bell. And he's riding around in on a bike and he's riding his way through South Africa just, and like, oh my right God. Behind you and draft off you. But I'd love to do that. But anyway, I was teasing him relentlessly while he was over there. And he's like, don't do that. I can't. He was sharing a room with his dad. He's like, I can't jack off. I'm like, you better get in that shower, babe, and jerk it. Because once I know that, I mean, I'm the antagonist. Trust me. Once I know you're like, if you're stuck, you cannot, like, I'm going to show you no mercy. I'm going to be like, okay, I want to tease the fucking living shit out of you just so your balls are like ready to just explode. You need to have an orgasm so bad. Oh, I love to do that to him, but in a very, very good way. It's only because I just like him so much that I love to just do that stuff. But anyhow, okay. And you know who else I'm just super interested? He, again, out of the country, but I think he just got back a couple days ago, actually, is D. And he is, he's another good one. Like, guys like that, you can go deep with. I mean, you know, you can really just, you know, they're just amazing guys, quality guys. I have to say that, you know, in my travels, on my road trip, I've been super lucky to meet some great guys, you know, despite the douchebags, there's a couple douchebags, but despite those guys, I mean, you know, that's normal. You know, that's just normal. You're going to meet, you know, you're going to have it all, good, bad, ugly. But as I've gone back and had to like reread everything and re-listen to old podcasts, you know, just because I'm getting ready and prepping them for, you know, migration and making sure there's nothing I need to edit out and, you know, just all this stuff. But I'm really putting my eyes back on the content and the what I've written. I'm like, damn. I mean, I've had some fucking fun. I mean, I don't know. I don't know if anybody can rival, you know, like when you look at what I've put out there on record, if anybody can, you know, rival that. I mean, and there's stuff I didn't podcast and write about and, you know, all that. I mean, either I wasn't feeling it or I felt it was too personal. You know, I still have my like little secret inventory and maybe someday I'll release that. You know, it's like just the things I never published. But I'm not going to do that anymore. Hopefully this year that won't be, you know, there won't be any of that because I don't want to be, you know, holding back. I mean, that was definitely that first year was just kind of, you know, I had my training wheels on, I had my feelers out there. I'm just kind of Forrest Gumping my way through it. And not that I'm, you know, not sort of still in that mode, but I'm a little more focused on, I know a little bit more about what I do want. So I'm going to be definitely zeroing in on that. And it's making it really easy to, you know, just sort out who I don't want. And I'll tell you, there's a couple. Well, there's one guy in particular. I'm not going to say who it is. I'm not going to give any hints. There's one guy in particular that, you know, we've kind of just chatted along this whole way. And the more I'm like, you know, we've done that, I'm really more interested in, you know, like seeing, let's see about that. You know, I'm definitely wanting to dive into that. So again, it's just, you know, there's a lot going on. I'm sorry, guys. I know, and I've been getting questions and where are you and what's going on and, you know, things like that. You know, I have a kind of a backlog of Q&A. I will try to get to it, as soon as I can, but just know that, I think year two is going to be way raunchier. I'm ready to do some things. I'm ready to do some things that I just wasn't wanting to, or, you know, couldn't squeeze in or whatever, you know, for year one. And that's fine. I mean, Jesus, I'm not, you know, I don't do this. This is not my full-time focus, but I think that, this is definitely going to be fun. I mean, I have a lot planned and a lot that I want to do. And I feel like, again, because this year I'm going to be way more free and less bunged up, which that may sound funny that, you know, to say that, you know, here I am podcasting and blogging about my sex life, that in any way stretch, you know, in any way, shape or form that I would be bunged up, but I haven't been totally just letting go. And this year, you know, I'm comfortable with it. I want to, and I'm going to. So, you know, look out. Whoever is riding that ride with me, look out. Because I'm bringing it. I'm bringing it. So, I think that, you know, keep following. Keep sending your questions and comments. This is going to be a really fun year. I'm going to actually do my best to, you know, have more content. Just that, you know, I don't have these long lags or anything like that. So I'm mindful of that. And, you know, I think it's going to be even better than last year. All right. So thanks for listening. Again, as usual, questions or comments, please send those to CuriousGirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.
Thanks so much for listening. And if you like what you hear, refer me to a friend. And make sure you're following me on social media. Also, go to the website, thecuriousgirldiaries.com, and join my subscribers-only list for access to exclusive content. And as usual, questions or comments, you can always email me at CuriousGirl@thecuriousgirldiaries.com.